12.
Exodus chapter 12 in your Bible tonight. Exodus chapter 12, as you can see, those that are visiting with us, this is our evening to observe the ordinance of the Lord's table, and we invite you to enter into this with us. It is, if you're a born-again child of God and in good fellowship with the Lord, you're a member of a sister church, like faith and practice, we would invite you to enter in tonight and be a part of this with us this evening. So what we do here is we give the message over to the Lord's table and everything, make it the whole crux of the service from this point on. In your Bibles tonight, Exodus 12, let's stand together, please. We're going to read three verses, 21, 22, and 23. If you'd please join me on the 22nd verse, the even-numbered verses there, I would appreciate it. Verse 21, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. I thank you, dear Father, for your word. I thank you for this portion of it. I thank you for the ordinance of the Lord's table. And as we gather around it tonight, I pray that you'll please make it a special time for us, your children. May it accomplish its intended purpose. May it draw us closer to the Lord tonight. May it lift him up in our hearts a little bit. And as we sing in fellowship and enjoy the elements that remind us of the body and blood of Christ, may we, Lord, be warmed about the matter of our salvation. Thank you for it so much, O God. Bless the song and the short lesson to follow in Jesus' name and amen. Thank you, B.C. heard that before. T.J. Howell. Is that T.J. who wrote that out from Iowa? T.J. Howell wrote that? Wow. Amen. That's a blessing. That's a good boy. I like T.J. And that's good. All right. Good song, ladies. I enjoyed that tonight. All right. I'm going to speak to you for a few minutes on the subject, pattern for the Lord's Supper. Out of Exodus chapter 12 here, we have the pattern for the Lord's Supper. What we're observing tonight, we have the pattern for it way back in the Old Testament on this out of this chapter here. You won't hear anything new tonight that you've not heard before. This is all material that you know if you've been saved for any time. Just a reminder, which is what this is all about. This do in remembrance of me. And so I don't feel hard-pressed to try to come up with some new thing about the Lord's table. That's where you get yourself in trouble, looking for some new thing. So if you don't mind just being reminded of the old truth, we'll do that tonight, all right? And have a good time. Dear Father, thank you for the good song there about the flag and the cross and Jesus. And thank you so much for your death, burial, and resurrection. And I'm glad they sang that right prior to this observance and of this ordinance. I pray that you'll make it special to our hearts this evening. And God will be careful to thank you for it in Jesus' name. And amen. 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 10, tells us that the events that happened to the Israelites in the Old Testament were written in this book and recorded for our admonition. That means they are an example to us. They're to be a challenge to our hearts. We're to learn from them. We're to benefit from them. Speaking of Iowa, there was a General Association of Regular Baptist pastor out in Iowa, Garb. Some of you know what that is. And he said that he thought it was unscriptural to preach types out of the Old Testament. And I don't know where he got that, especially with 1 Corinthians chapter 10 telling us that the things that happened in the Old Testament were recorded for our admonition. I think it's completely legitimate to preach types out of the Old Testament. There's some wonderful typology out of the Old Testament, typifying truths and doctrines in the New Testament. Now, we have one such tonight. In this chapter, Moses instructs, God tells Moses what the people are going to do to observe the Passover. And then Moses turns and tells the people. And this became typology for what we're doing here tonight, observing the Lord's table. Now, God wanted His people to always remember that wonderful night of deliverance. So He had them observe the Passover annually, every year, because He never wanted them to get far away in their memory from that night here when God delivered them from the land of Egypt with the Passover and so forth. So it is with us today. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary about 2,000 years ago for all of humanity's sins. Brother, I'm not a Calvinist. I'm not a hyper-Calvinist. I don't believe in limited atonement. I believe that Jesus died to pay for the sins of the whole world. He became propitiation not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. I don't believe or agree with one point of Calvinism. Not one point. None of the tulip. I don't believe with any of it. And some of you don't know what that is, and that's all right. But you've heard me make reference to it. It's having a resurgence in our country today. And I think it's a shame. But anyway, here it is. And so He died for all of humanity. And God did not want us ever to forget that wonderful day of deliverance when Jesus died on Calvary. So there's some typology here. Let me show you this from the Old Testament here tonight. Look at verse number 21. The Bible says, Moses called for all the elders of Israel, said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb. So a lamb was to be taken, and a lamb, the Bible says, was to be killed. Look at it, according to your families, and kill the Passover. A lamb was to be taken. Said, go to your herd, and don't just pick out any lamb. Pick out the lamb, the Passover lamb, that chosen lamb, that perfect lamb without spot or blemish. And I want you to kill it. Now, there could be no other means of death for this lamb than by the shedding of its blood. Look at verse 22 here. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood. That's the blood of the lamb. They kill the blood. They kill the lamb by shedding the blood and gather it into a basin, the Bible says. So they're supposed to take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. So you see here in verses 21 and 22, you had the death of the lamb by the shedding of its blood. Moses is specific, isn't he? He said, take the lamb and kill it by shedding its blood. Now, friend, we're not to forget that it was not an ordinary man who died on Calvary some 2,000 plus years ago. We are to remember that the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, died on that cross. No other man's sin, no other man's death could atone for our sin. It had to be the sinless, perfect Lamb of God sent from heaven for our sin. By the way, Satan knew this truth, didn't he? He knew it. For he had been told by God that the day would come when the promised seed would bust his head. I'm surprised. I hope you can't offend people by preaching on the blood of the Lamb. Goodbye. I don't know. Folks just walked out. I don't know how you can get offended by preaching on the blood of the Lamb. But anyway. Where was I at here? Oh, yeah, here we go. Satan knew this truth. Just kind of, man, that's strange. I mean, I've had people walk out when you preach on separation, things like that. People walk out when you preach on this and that, but not on the blood of the Lamb. I don't get that. And I think they're saved folks. Claim to be. Been here several times before. Come and go, come and go, come and go. I guess they want to see if we haven't, see if we've changed. Amen. I guess we haven't changed any. Amen. So we'll just stay the same. Amen. That kind of shook me up a little bit. Not I'm afraid. I just can't believe somebody would walk out when you're talking about the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Anyway, Satan knew this truth. So how do you know he knew this truth? Well, he had been told by God back in the Garden of Eden. That someday the promised seed would bust his head. Dr. Ron Garris used to preach a message called Head Busting Runs in Our Family. I like that. Head busting runs in our family. I believe it does. By the way, you need to pray for Brother Garris. He has bad, bad cancer. Bad cancer. Fast acting cancer. Terrible cancer in his lungs, his brain, and his leg. Bad cancer. And it responds to, it's a non-small cell carcinoma. And it's fast-acting cancer. You need to pray for him. I never would have thought that last December would have been maybe been the last time he preached here. But, boy, I pray that God raises him up. Amen. God told Satan way back in the Garden of Eden, said, one of these days, one of these days, the promised seed is going to come bust your head. That's what he's going to do. Now, Satan tried to stop that day over and over again, didn't he? He attempted many times to have the Jewish people exterminated. Folks, when you read about that in the Old Testament, it's not that people just hated the Jewish people and tried to annihilate them. What you got going on there is Satan had tried to prevent the day of Calvary from ever occurring. And so he tried to wipe out the Jewish seed and the Jewish people over and over and over and over again. How it must have grieved Satan, how he must have seethed with anger when John the Baptist raised his hand and pointed his finger and said, behold the Lamb of God. That must have made Satan upset. Because here he was now, Jesus, who had been promised from the Garden of Eden, and Satan knew why he came. Satan knew why he came. Now, we're not to forget that. We're not to forget that it was not an ordinary man that died on the cross that day. It was the Lamb of God who was chosen before the foundation of the world to pay for man's sin debt. To pay for man's sin debt. We're also to remember that the Lord's death, the Lamb of God's death, was by the shedding of His blood. He was not strangled. He was not drowned. He was not smothered. He was crucified. And the blood flowed from His head, from His hands, from His feet, from His cheeks, no doubt, as they plucked the beard out with their fingers, from His lips as they buffeted Him with their fist in the face and said, prophesy to us, who smote you? And His side until every drop of blood in the body of Jesus Christ was shed. Here's the pattern for this, what we're to remember tonight. Here's the pattern for it, way back here in Exodus chapter 12. And Moses said, you take the lamb, the Passover lamb, and you kill it by the shedding of its blood. And that's what this is all about for us tonight, to cause us to remember that the Lamb of God came and offered His blood for our redemption. Then I want you to notice verse number 22 again here, don't you? Now, I like this part. He said, you take the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. Do you see that? He said, strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. Now, I want you to notice, it was not just the shedding of blood that protected these people. It was the application of that shed blood that protected those people. The application of it. Let me ask you a question. What if the blood had never been applied to the door lintel and the door post? What if it had never been applied? You see, we're to be mindful of the time when the blood was applied to our hearts. Individually. We're to be mindful tonight. This is a corporate body, a local church observing this ordinance tonight. But friend, it's designed to individually remind us of the time that the blood was applied to our sin and we trusted Jesus Christ. It's not enough that Jesus shed it. It's necessary. It's a must. It has to be applied to our hearts. And the shed blood is only applied as we turn to Jesus Christ in repentance and faith to receive the forgiveness offered by a loving God. Can you imagine, can you picture tonight a Hebrew man killing the lamb and gathering the blood in the basin and just taking it, setting it by the door and leaving it there? Or maybe he brings it into the home and sets it in the house. Can you imagine that? I mean, there in the basin, right there on the table of the house, or right by the doorpost, there in the blood, in the basin is the antidote for death. There it is. It's right there in the basin, right there. It's not enough that the lamb is dead. It's not enough that the blood is shed. They had to take the hyssop and dip it in the blood and apply the blood to the lintel and the post of that house around the door. And friend, when they did that, they ensured deliverance from judgment. By doing that, they were submitting to the Lord's plan. By doing that, they were admitting that they were incompetent when it came to saving themselves. By putting the blood on the doorpost, they were saying that they trusted the Word of God. And so it is with the blood of Jesus Christ. You must apply it to your heart. It's not enough that Jesus died. It's not enough that every drop of His blood was shed. It must be applied to the doorpost of your heart. And by doing that, you're submitting to the Lord's plan. This is God's plan of salvation. This is not man's plan. It's not some church plan. It's not some denominational plan. It's God's plan from before the foundation of the world. It did not take God by surprise. When Jesus went to the cross, God was not surprised. No, that didn't catch God off guard. That was settled before the foundation of the world. It was God's plan. And when you take the blood of Jesus Christ and apply it to the doorpost of your heart, if you will, you're submitting to the Lord's plan. Number two, you're admitting that you're incompetent to save yourself. And everybody has to come to that point. If you hang on to anything that you do by yourself, it's not salvation, friend. It's works. And if there's any little bit of works mixed in with grace, it defiles grace. Defiles it. I said before, you could have this entire glass right here filled to the brim with pure, sparkling, clean, wonderful, clear, pure water. And you could take a little bitty dropper and drop just a tad bit of strychnine poison in that glass. And if I offered it to anybody to drink, nobody would drink that water. 99.999999 part pure water, 0.00000001 part strychnine poisoning. Nobody would take a drink of it. It'd be defiled. And that's what you do when you add 0.00001 works to grace. You defile grace completely. It's all of grace. Every bit of it of grace. Every bit of it. Admitting to our own incompetence when we apply the blood of the Lamb to the doorpost of our heart. And then we're trusting in the Word of God and what God provided for us when we get saved. And if you're somebody here tonight, you've never applied the blood of the Lamb to your heart, to your life. Jesus died, but it's not enough that He died. Jesus shed His blood, but it's not enough that His blood was shed. You must apply that blood to your heart. You must. Then look at verse number 26 and 27. Look at verse 26 and 27. Look what He said here. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? Isn't that interesting? He said, your children are going to ask you, Dad, what was that all about? What was that? What was all that? The lamb and the blood on the door? What did he say in verse 27? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when He smote the Egyptians and delivered, look at this, and delivered our houses. You know what Moses told him? He said, in the future, and even now, you use this event as a tool and opportunity to pass down your faith to your children. The children are curious by nature, aren't they? Curious by nature. I was with Mike Ray down in Texas this week at the youth conference there for Brother Smith. And Brother Ray was saved under Brother Smith's ministry. And Brother Smith said about Mike Ray, he said, if Mike Ray asked me why one time over the years that he was a teenager, he asked me why 10,000 times. And if you knew Mike Ray, you could understand that. And Brother Smith said, he didn't ask it in a rebellious sense. He just asked it because he wanted to know why. Now, God said, after this is observed, your children are going to say to you, Daddy, why? What's this all about? And you take it and you use it as a tool and an opportunity to talk about your faith to your children. And you talk to them about the Passover lamb and tell them about the shed blood. And listen, tell them that it was the shed blood on the doorpost that delivered us from death. Tell your children that. Now, sometimes you go home away from church, and you got a little 3, 4, 5-year-old sitting in the service, and they watch the Lord's table, and the juice goes by, and they want some juice. Every kid wants the juice. Every kid wants to drink them. Boy, the juice passes them, and oh, they're heartbroken. Their world's come to an end because they can't have juice. You know, they never get so excited about the bread. But that juice, they can't hardly stand it when that juice passes and they can't have any. They want something to drink, right, Mom and Dad? Huh? And you get in the car on the way home and the kids say, Dad, what was that tonight? The juice came. The men came and they had those plates and it had bread and everybody ate it. And then they had the cups and everybody drank the juice. And, you know, I'll talk to you later. I'm listening to the ball game here. Oh, you'll understand later when you grow up. No. When your children say, Daddy, what's that mean? Boy, it's a good opportunity to take the time right then to tell the old story. Amen. Tell them about Jesus and His love. When this service is over and you go home and those little 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, Daddy, Mommy, what was this? What was that all about? Tell of the cross where they nailed Him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid Him. Tell how He liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper. Love paid the ransom for me. Tell them the old story again. Pass down that faith to your children, man. I'm for dads taking them boys outside and pitching a ball to them. I'm for moms taking them in the kitchen and teaching them how to cook and how to sew and training kids to have character and to be obedient. But if we do all that, friend, don't pass down to our children the faith. The faith that was once delivered to the saints. The same faith that Paul said, take it, Timothy, and hand it to faithful men who will commit it to others and teach others also. If we don't hand down that faith, we miss it. We do a great injustice to the next generation. Pass it down, folks. Pass it down. What an opportunity for the passing down of your faith. And so here's the pattern for the Lord's table. All the way back here in the book of Exodus, this was the first Passover right here. And God told Moses how to observe it, and He told the people how to observe it. And He said, don't forget, it's got to be a lamb, and it's got to have its blood shed. And you got to put the blood on the doorpost. And when your children ask you, what's it all about? You be sure and tell them all about what this means. And friend, here we are tonight, and we're not to forget that it was the spotless, precious Lamb of God who came and died on the cross of Calvary. And when we pass that bread in a little bit, it's a picture of His sinless body. And we must not forget that He had to die by the shedding of His blood, and that's how Jesus died, a cruel, painful, horrible death. And when you pass that juice, that's not some wine to make you have some kind of feel good. No, that's the fresh fruit of the vine. That's a picture of the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ. And don't forget the day that you applied it to your heart. You remember the time? Remember the place? Remember the place where you put the blood of Jesus Christ against your heart? And remember when your kids ask you, "Dad, what's that all about?" Pass your faith down to your children. Before you pass your inheritance down to them, pass your faith down. Before you pass them the car and the house and a little cash somewhere laid up, pass your faith down. Pass it on to the next generation. Here you have the pattern for the Lord's Supper. God had them observe this. Year after year after year, He never wanted them to forget. And God doesn't want us to forget. Let's bow our heads in prayer together. Thank you for listening. pattern for the Lord's Supper. Out of the book of Exodus, chapter 12. Let me ask tonight, is there anybody in the room who'd say, "Pastor Angel, I'm not sure that I'm saved"? Is there anybody in the room, "Pastor, I'm not sure that I'm saved"? I've grown up in church. I've heard it all my life. I know Jesus died and shed His blood, but I'm not sure that I've ever applied it to my heart, individually, personally. I don't know that I'm saved. Would you raise a hand and pray for you tonight? Anybody like that from side to side, front to back, back to front? I'm not sure that I'm saved. Who's here tonight would say, "Pastor, I'm saved, but I've not been baptized in obedience to the command of Christ since I was saved. I've not followed the Lord and believer's baptism. Pray for me." Anybody like that here tonight? All right, Christian. Now, God tells us in other portions of the Scripture to prepare our hearts. We sang the song tonight, "Nothing Between My Soul and the Savior." Oh, make sure you do that tonight before we take the minutes here to pass the juice and the bread and remember the death, the body and blood of Jesus. Let's stand, please. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Ladies, play us a song of invitation, if you would. If you want to use the altar for a few moments tonight, now is the time. While we wait, those of you men who will help serve the Lord's table tonight, would you come, please, and get in your places. We'll be ready in just a moment. While we wait. If you would. And those of you that are visiting with us, as I said, if you are a born-again child of God in good fellowship with the Lord and member of a sister church of like faith and practice, you are welcome to participate with us in the table of our Lord tonight. We'll pass the bread and then we'll hold on to it and have somebody thank Jesus for giving His body to be broken for us. And then we'll all eat together and do the same thing with the juice. The bread is a picture of His wonderful body. The Bible says that Paul said that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. We'll ask the men to pass the bread. find page 55 in the songbook and sing the old song, "Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die?" Sing it about the cross now, page 55. As the ladies give us the chord, let's sing the first. A couple stanzas here as the man finished passing the bread tonight. Lift it up from your heart. "Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Who was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. And love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy." Let's sing the last, "But drops of grief, but drops." When Jesus had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Brother Rigney, would you mind standing and just thanking the Lord Jesus for coming and going to the cross? The Bible says in verse number 25, "After the same manner also he took the cup that holds the juice that represents the perfect, pure, spotless, shed blood of Jesus Christ." So the men will pass the juice at this time. Thank you. page number. It's page 46 is what we talked about tonight. That Passover blood, Passover lamb, and the shed blood on the door. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross. 46, let's sing it tonight. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sin, laid on the sin. Well, sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. Oh, and I see the blood, amen. Oh, and I see the blood, oh, and I see the blood. I will pass over you. Chiefest of sinners, Jesus will save all He has promised that He will do. Oh, wash in the fountain, oh, one for sin, and I will pass over you, singing, oh, and I. Amen, good, oh, and I. Yes, oh, and I. See the blood. I will pass over you. Let's sing that last one now. Oh, great compassion, oh, boundless love, oh, loving kindness, faithful and true, find peace and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. Oh, and I see the blood. Oh, and I see the blood. Oh, and I see the blood. Cook, won't you stand and give thanks tonight for the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and thank Him for coming to purchase our salvation. Amen and amen. I want the men to pass the baskets now to collect the cups so we don't make a mess in the auditorium. Turn the page while they do that. Let's sing a verse of page number 48. And we'll get ready to have a couple of announcements here. Brother Dave, if you would, get these cups here. And let's sing an old song tonight. We kind of enjoy this song around the church here. On the cross of Calvary, the blessed Savior died. Brother Jason, you come be ready for your announcements. Brother Don, you come be ready for yours at the close of this song. On page 48, let's sing it out tonight. Good song to finish up with this evening. Here we go. On the cross of Calvary, the blessed Savior died, gave His life to save the world from loss. In His pain and agony, for every sin to hide, shed His blood
precious blood that saved the old rugged cross. To us His love that paid the old cost. Oh, soul so far astray, come and touch today in the blood that saved the old rugged cross.
Amen. Thank you, ladies. Brother Don, any help?